I'm going to hit you with that horrible thing that you never anticipate, Mr. Rainey. Mm-hmm. On page A202 of the appendix, in footnote 1, there's a reference to Mr. Coonan, who is the director of licensing for Juniper. And he says in a conference, the only cases in which we are actually plaintiffs are cases that were filed to gain leverage against parties. You want to exert pressure. You want to try to drive up those costs as much as possible. Why isn't the district court entirely justified in cutting off as early as possible a case which is only brought to gain leverage to drive up costs as much as possible?
Well, first of all, Your Honor, the issue we are confronted with in this appeal is whether this complaint satisfies Rule 12b-6. And
at a high particularized level of pleading required by 9b.
Right. None of these allegations, none of these facts, as you see in this footnote, are part of that analysis, Your Honor. The question is, accepting the facts as Juniper pleaded is true, coupled with the reasonable inferences that Juniper is entitled to, does that complaint pass the minimal threshold of Rule 12b-6? I submit that it is more than adequate to pass that threshold. Now, Your Honor's question goes to probing the motives of a plaintiff in a lawsuit. If we want to go out and probe the motives of plaintiffs in lawsuits, Your Honor, we might have a very different kind of situation. You'll recall that Mr. Shipley and his two-man shop sued Juniper in the Eastern District of Texas looking for money from an American company that invests a lot of capital, a lot of human resources in this country. Juniper, like every other legitimate litigant, looked in its storehouse for counterclaims, which are perfectly permissible under the law. There is no allegation in this case that Juniper violated Rule 11 or committed any other sanctionable act here. That is merely a passing reference in a footnote, which I think is frankly unwarranted in this dispute. I'd be happy, Your Honor, if we want to make motives of plaintiffs relevant in these kinds of disputes, then my adversary's client and his motives in terms of what he was up to are equally valid when we consider the merits of any kind of a patent dispute. So going back to the question, Your Honor, that you raised before about pleading, we have pled that the patent number and patent were placed on this website. That is either marked upon, affixed to, or an advertising in connection with a something. An unpatented article, I would submit, which at one time existed but no longer does. That is the software that runs the firewall. It is undisputed that when patent and those patent numbers were put on there, there was no software anymore that met any claim of those patents. We further pled that that is a false statement and that Mr. Shipley knew that was a false statement. That, I submit, is all we need to pass muster under Rule 12b-6. We have a lot more in this complaint, Your Honor, including the motives of Mr. Shipley in terms of what he did, as well as the contextual language that appeared around those statements. I see I'm into my rebuttal.
Another kind of policy point. I picked up a website that said that 800 of the 3,000 cases filed, patent cases filed last year, were false marking cases. How does that affect our analysis here? Is it perhaps warranted for this court to find ways to limit those cases to the ones that are really warranted and weed out early those that seem to have less basis?
I think this court answered the question that you're asking in the Bond Tool case, where this issue of a floodgate of lawsuits was raised specifically. And this court said, our hands are tied by Congress. Congress has passed a statute. The statute is fairly straightforward in its application. That said, this court has utilized, for example, intent as a possible vehicle by which one can police these kinds of claims. This is a 12b-6 appeal, very different, for example, from the kinds of cases this court has examined before. We get a presumption of intent in this case based on the allegations we have pleaded.
Thank you, Mr. Grady.
Thank you.
Let's hear from Mr. Fowler.